This is the Texas Standard. I'm Lauren Silverman with KERA North Texas, filling in for host David Brown. You've probably heard how folks outside of Texas talk about the southern border. They seem to know what's wrong with it and how to fix it. Take, for instance, talk show host Sean Hannity.
Virtual fence, virtual surveillance, complete impenetrable border.
And it's not just media personalities. Listen to Georgia Republican Lynn Westmoreland from the U.S. House Intelligence Committee.
We're going to do whatever it takes to make sure that our citizens and our homeland is protected.
Invariably, that means protecting the border. It's a message presidential candidate Donald Trump has embraced.
When do we beat Mexico at the border? They're laughing at us. I would build a great wall, and nobody builds walls better than me, believe me.
Whatever your perception of the border, the Texas Standard's Joy Diaz reports people who actually live there are puzzled by these messages.
To find out what people at the border think, I needed to get as close to the border as possible.
How far away are you from Mexico?
A block?
Lalo Garcia manages a museum very close to Bridge Number 1, the main bridge connecting Laredo, Texas to Nuevo Laredo, Mexico.
And you walk right there, you're actually three quarters on the bridge. Right here in the corner.
So I wasn't the right place. Now I needed to find out what people think when they hear Washington politicians talk about the border. Designer Bill Luft and his friend Elizabeth Romano Sames are remodeling a building a few steps from the museum. Luft spoke first.
We're watching national news and going, what? It sounds like we're having to duck bullets. It's crazy. It's just nothing like any close to it at all.
Romano Sames says virtually everyone talks about violence and crime at the border when her experience in the two decades she's lived there is opposite.
It's ridiculous. San Antonio has tons of crime. Austin has tons of crime. How many shootings are there every day in San Antonio on the west side or the east side or south side? I mean, come on, let's get real. Look at Houston. Look at Washington.
The FBI is looking. In fact, it releases yearly crime statistics based on its observations. Last year's stats showed every city along the Texas-Mexico border to have fewer murders than other major U.S. cities.
It's a safe place.
Rubén Villarreal is the former mayor of Rio Grande City, Texas, more than 100 miles north of Laredo, but still along the border.
It's dynamic. It's thriving.
Now, not everything is rosy. There are problems, says Villarreal. They're just not the problems politicians choose to highlight. For instance, when Villarreal was mayor, his budget never allowed him to have a fully staffed police department. The city managed. But last summer, when thousands of undocumented children from Central America were crossing through Rio Grande City, cops were strained.
So my police officers weren't doing law enforcement work in school zones or in parking lots or in neighborhoods. They were basically doing the duties of immigration just to make sure that those immigrants got taken care of correctly.
He says their approach was always compassionate, not only because they are used to seeing people crossing the border through their town, but also because never before had they seen toddlers and teens crossing. Back in Laredo, locals will admit there are challenges. One is that the city's outskirts are growing, but downtown is all but dried up. That's why Romano Sames, Luft, and others are revitalizing buildings in downtown Laredo to bring back the boutiques and the cafes.
We have lots of projects.
They want to beat what they call the propaganda machine and bring tourists back.
Can you imagine moving away?
No, I wouldn't.
You can call it the border and can attach as many adjectives to it. Luft, Romano Sames, Garcia, Villarreal, and millions more like them call it home. And they love it. I'm Joy Diaz for the Texas Standard.